The epistle for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from that of St. Peter. Beloved, I exhort you as strangers and pilgrims to abstain from carnal desires which war against the soul. Behave yourselves honorably among the pagans, that whereas they slander you as evildoers, they may, through observing you by reason of your good works, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors as sent through him for vengeance on evildoers, and for the praise of the good. For such is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Live as free men, yet not using your freedom as a cloak for malice, but as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters in all fear, not only to the good and moderate, but also to the severe. This is indeed a grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you shall see me no longer. And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Some of his disciples, therefore, said to one another, "What is this he says to us? A little while, and you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me, and I go to the Father." They kept saying, therefore, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he is saying." But Jesus knew that they wished to ask him, and said to them, "You inquire about this among yourselves, because I said, 'A little while, and you shall not see me,' and again, 'A little while, and you shall see me.' Amen, amen, I say to you that you shall weep and lament, and the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman about to give birth has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has brought forth the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for her joy that a man is born into the world. And you, therefore, have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you." Thus far are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Amen, amen, I say to you that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, in today's Gospel, Christ begins to speak to us of his ascension. He leaves us in his visible presence, though he remains with us always, through grace, through the sacraments. A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me. This is a strange saying, no? But our Lord explains, promising that we must suffer in this world. The world will rejoice over us. We will be brought low. We will assuredly participate in his cross in this life. Our Lord did not come to eliminate our suffering in this world, but rather to take that suffering and to sanctify it, to make it meritorious for our salvation. This is the great victory of the cross. Suffering and death are punishments brought into this world by sin. Sin causes the suffering in this world. And our Lord took the suffering caused by sin, and by suffering the cross, made it efficacious for our salvation. Make no mistake then, our lives must participate in the cross. It is through the cross that we pass through to the resurrection and glory. This is how we say today in the Alleluia, "It behooved Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead, and so to enter into his glory." But it is not just suffering the pains of this world, however, but suffering them with hope. Hope because God is faithful to his promises. It's not suffering for its own sake, as if it is some malicious and vindictive punishment, but suffering with the hope of being purified in this life and entering into the next. Sin causes us to suffer. We are soldiers fighting a spiritual war, and we are wounded by sin. A soldier wounded in battle sometimes has to undergo immense pains in order to be healed. Charred and infected flesh must be scraped away, and at times, maybe even a limb amputated. These things must be suffered so that there might be a chance at life. Sometimes therapy comes with pain. Sometimes love comes with pain. And the soldier who would refuse this would nonetheless be doomed to pain, but a pain that leads to his death. Our fight against sin in our lives will at times be painful. Sin itself is painful, and to fight against it will require sacrifice. It will require us to leave our comfort zones, to admit things about ourselves that make us uncomfortable, to allow God into those dark places of our hearts that we are even scared to look at too often. God allows us to keep the sufferings that this world offers to us so that we might be cured of our sin. He knows precisely where our wounds are. And so he knows where to cut, where to trim, and where to prod in order to cure us. We can accept the sufferings he allows for us as a medicine, or we can refuse them unto our own misery. But the choice is ours. Saint Sophie Marie Barat puts it this way: as iron is fashioned by fire and on the anvil, so in the fire of suffering and under the weight of trials, our souls receive that form which our Lord desires them to have. And St. Rose of Lima puts these words on our Lord's lips: let all men know that grace comes after tribulation. Let them know that without the burden of afflictions, it is impossible to reach the height of grace. Let them know that the gifts of grace increase as the struggles increase. Let men care not to stray and be deceived. This is the only true stairway to paradise, and without the cross, they can find no road to climb to heaven. But the cross is a reminder of our hope. When we are told to look at the cross, it's not to shame us into thinking that our sufferings are nothing, and we are just being ungrateful babies, but rather to see our sufferings are there with our Lord. Christ understands us because he suffered first, and we should approach him for our consolation. We should approach him for his grace to help us suffer well. It is in seeing our own sufferings on the cross of Christ and thus accepting them in hope that we can understand that although we be made sorrowful, our sorrow indeed shall be turned into joy. St. Mary Magdalena de Pazzi says it this way: you will be consoled according to the greatness of your sorrow and affliction. The greater the suffering, the greater will be the reward. And our dear Lord promises, so also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no one shall take from you. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.